The Holy Gospel this day, a reading from the book of St. Matthew in the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And he, that is Jesus, put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seeds in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" Said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at the harvest time I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" And then he left the crowds and field. And Jesus answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Let anyone who has ears listen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated.
Now, this is Agriculture 201 from Jesus. Last week we were sowing, this week we're leaning over towards reaping. Shortest growing season I ever saw. Anyway, what's going on here is something that is very, very much applicable even today. Because it's not about harvesting in certain directions. It's about what you do with all the life you have. And where that starts is with this illustration. A colleague of mine who's been in ministry almost as long as I had sent me a reminder email. And what she posted was, "Open with toothbrushes." Now, that's not going to make any sense of anybody in the room except me. And I know exactly what she meant. She sent this example from right before the pandemic. Little boy goes into the bathroom to brush his teeth in the evening, and all of a sudden he comes tearing out. He, by the way, is four. He comes tearing out and he's yelling, "Mom, Mom, you got to get it. You got to get it." Now, what he's done is he's dropped his toothbrush in the toilet. So, of course, Mom has to do the parent thing. Sticks her hand in. Fortunately, it's been flushed. Sticks her hand in, grabs the toothbrush, and goes in the garbage. He goes, "That's great, Mom. Just a minute." He comes back with another toothbrush. He's gone into Mom and Dad's bathroom. And he hands her her toothbrush. And he goes, "By the way, Mom, you may want to put that in the garbage too. It hit the toilet about 4 days ago." Now, see, this is what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about how life gets at us. We might be really good planting. We might be going for bumper stuff, a good crop. We're doing the work of the Lord. Things are going along. And then stuff happens. All kinds of things happen that come along that you don't see, you don't expect, and you don't know about. I have a favorite expression I like to use for those of us who've had more than a couple of houses. The expression I like to use when I open this discussion is, I went to change a light bulb, and I wound up rewiring the house. Some of you know that one. Ah, I see. Yes, you're acquainted with it, because that's exactly what the world does for us, is it comes at us with all kinds of duties and responsibilities and busyness. And sometimes the busyness is all in one direction. I'm referring to the folks in the back for sure, and you guys also. There's a lot of busyness goes on when you have small people. But that busyness changes over time, and all of a sudden now the world lands a whole load on us. I heard one man say, yeah, I've got to go back to work. I'm busier now being retired than I was when I was working. And that's true. Life gets at us. And Jesus says, all right, now let me tell you how this is going to work. The problem is the weeds he's got, just for a quick explanation, are very much in their early developmental stages, very much like the wheat that is planted when it's green. And you're not going to know the difference until you get to harvest. It's not going to show up until then. So you got to leave them alone. My grandfather had a rule. He said, if you're not sure if it's a weed, pull everything. He said, I guarantee what you got left when you're finished, it's all weeds. It goes like that. Life is tough to weed out. And yet, says Jesus, this is exactly how I want it to work. This is exactly the way I want it to go, because God and I and the Spirit are going to do weeding when we get to the end. And that weeding's not going to be pretty. There'll be you folks who will shine like righteousness. And he's referring there, of course, to Psalms, specifically like 46. Or on the other hand, they're heading the other direction. They're heading to hell, and that's not going to be a good trip. This is the weeding we're going to do when we get to the end. Now, notice it's their list, not ours. Because I'm sure I'd get it wrong. I've had many people that I'm going, Lord, how in heaven's name can I bless them? And God says, don't worry about it. That's my job, not yours. So, on the other hand, sometimes you find wisdom when there's a problem. I want to close with this one. This is from a couple years ago. A woman loved to read the obituaries online, and she kept scrolling through them. And one day, as she's scrolling through the obits in her city, which is not here or Calgary, by the way, she's scrolling through them, she comes up. Her obituary's there. And it says she died last week. Well, there's a hot email headed out now. She gets a hold of the classified person and says, what in heaven's name are you doing? I'm still alive. Classified person sends it back and says, how do I know? You could be a bot. She said, oh, let me tell you. You'll know I'm not a bot when I'm pounding on your door, because I'm going to get your address from the editor of the paper, and I'm coming over. He goes, okay, fine. And she says, I want a retraction, and I want my name taken off. And he says, I never retract an obituary. What I'll offer you is this. I'll put your name in the birth column, and you can start over. Now, here's the blessing in that, my dear people, if you think about it for a minute. That's exactly what Jesus says. When you follow me, when you follow what I'm doing. When you follow what I'm saying, where you follow where I'm going, you get a do-over. We get to start again, fresh, brand new, sins forgiven, redeemed, the whole nine yards. So what would your answer be? Amen.